This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We haven't mentioned the Knicks at all, BT. A couple of things, actually, in the final hour I want to get to. The Knicks and then that gambling stuff with Malik Beasley there. What do you think of the moves? I love it with Yabusele. Yeah, we mentioned him last year with the Sixers. He looked awful in one of the games that he played against the Knicks, but he had a good season. I think he's the perfect complement that we were talking about, a big that can play behind Mitch and Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have those two start, have Yabusele come off the bench there, and then Jordan Clarkson, another proven vet to come off the bench. Those are nice two additions for the Knicks.
He could shoot, too. He could shoot. I like it. I like now you can start to see a Knicks bench where you got some firepower. You got Deuce, you got Clarkson, you got Yabusele. You know, I'd like to see Tyler Kolek get out there and get a chance to run with these guys. But, you know, it's July. I'm not going to spend an hour on Tyler Kolek. But I actually think he's pretty viable. I think what he does well, I think translates well to the NBA. Good vision, good shooter. And I guess the question is their starting five good enough? Because I do think the bench has been remade in a way that is solid enough and is fortified enough where we can no longer look at that as an absolute weakness. Is the starting five good enough to win the championship?
Yeah, and obviously the focus now is going to be on the head coach here. I don't think the Knicks are going to go on any big game-changing moves. No, I don't know either. This is it. Okay, so they're trying to put, you look at the Eastern Conference and it's a weaker Eastern Conference without maybe the Pacers, without the Celtics being primary factors. There are going to be other teams, different teams that will be roadblocks, whether it's the Hawks, whatever, maybe the Cavs.
Magic, the Magic are going to be good, man. They're young, yeah. They're good.
But it's going to be about which head coach can come in, maximize that starting five, to your point, and offensively change things up here. So we would anticipate what the starting lineup could be.
I think it's going to be Mitch and Carl.
Yeah,
I think they're going that way.
And now Yabusele behind them. And by the way, it's going to be, see what a head coach uses the bench? Yeah. You don't think if Tibbs had this type of bench with Clarkson and Yabusele that he would use those guys?
I don't know if he'd use them as much as Mike Brown's going to probably use them when Mike gets the job. I'm not saying he'd ignore them. But no, he's got an aversion to stretching that roster beyond 7-8 guys. He never does it.
Here's my issue, dude. Mike Brown.
Yeah, I like him more than you.
Come on, man.
I like him more than you do. A lot of people, I don't think there's, you either like it, and I do, or you kind of get that reaction. Like, it's what we fired Tom Thibodeau to bring Mike Brown
in. That's my point. It's not anything anti-Mike Brown, and I am, the number one thing that I'm intrigued to see with the Knicks this season is what that freaking offense looks like. It can't be, okay, Jalen, go get him. Okay, now, Mikhail, it's your turn. Okay, Kat, now it's your turn. Go get him. I want to see a cohesive unit with spacing and ball movement. That is the way of the NBA. That is how the Knicks are built with their skills, with the skill that they have. That is how they should be built. So that is something that was a fault of Tom Thibodeau, or at least he didn't think it would work or whatever it may be. Whoever is the fault, they didn't do it well enough. Who's going to come in here and make this team offensively different, better, more cohesive? Could that be Mike Brown?
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, but okay, well, what's the number one thing you heard? the Borrego or whatever, Borrego guy.
You're talking about the assistant who he's going to probably be on the staff, who's an offensive guy. Well, why do you need that?
If Mike Brown, I know what you're thinking. Just hire him. Well, if Mike Brown is that great, what does he need this other coach for? Oh, he needs this other coach. Is Mike Brown the head coach? Is he good enough? Well, then you shouldn't need to get the assistant anyway from the other team. If you do want that guy, then just make him the head coach. Like,
I don't think that Mike needs him. I think they'll view him as an asset because I guess I'm forgetting the guy's name. I got so many names in our mind now with
the coach,
all these different
the assistant.
With him and Yabasul, all these names hitting us at once man. Yeah, right. We finally learned Hot Porty and start dropping all the ones on us. What are you doing, Nick?
It's a good point.
Ewing was easy. Starks was easy. Give me the one syllable. Ewing's too, but give me the one syllables. So I think that what this guy, unlike Brown, is really best at is, like, he's very ahead of the curve offensively in terms of new and innovative stuff that is just beginning to permeate the league. Whereas, Mike Brown's a little more rooted in stuff that's been around a couple of years, which is good. And I think if you have that balance, I think it could be very productive and a good relationship. But I want to get back to the thing about, and you and I both agree, but I want to examine this a little bit more. Like, I think, and you think, that they will sit tight the rest of the way and not make a big move, not getting LeBron, not getting Giannis. Like, this is kind of the roster, right? Just to reassert that, pretty much?
I think at this point, based off of these two moves, it would point me in that direction, yes. I mean, is it possible Bridges still gets traded? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe that would be the one big move. Mm-hmm. I'm not ruling out anything nuts, but I just don't feel like that's going to be realistic.
I don't feel it either. And I'm kind of reacting to the moves yesterday, but also reacting to who's available and what you'd have to give up. I think it's just more beneficial for the Knicks here to start the season, like to make the big move now, and not truly knowing if it's perfect. Like, I'd rather them play 15, 20, 25 games, see what you need. You know, see what you look like with a new head coach. See what you look like with a couple of new, young, bouncy, capable bodies coming off the bench. And then react to that rather than reacting now to what you anticipate, which might not actually come to fruition.
Right. What if it is? Well, that's why I wanted to keep Thibodeau and do that same thing. What if it's LeBron?
I don't want any piece of LeBron. I'm not interested.
Like
none.
LeBron
zero.
For Bridges.
I'd rather not win a championship than have LeBron come to. I've said that. I've said that now for weeks. People think I don't want LeBron. I don't want it.
No, Mike Brown's his guy.
That's good. Then maybe I don't want Mike Brown either if that's the case.
Oh, I don't want
give me
Mike
Taylor
Brown.
Jenkins.
So James Borrego is the assistant we're talking about. Borrego. Currently under contract with the Pelicans.
Yes, the Pels.
So there would be some hurdles. I'm just reading Ian Begley's tweet, but you've heard about that where Borrego, it would be the offensive mastermind and all this stuff, and Mike Brown would want him. I don't know, man. I don't love that idea. And then the other thing on the Knicks, before we get back to the calls here on the Yankees, there was a report last night, I guess, the Stein line. Who the hell
is that? Mark Stein?
Yeah, who was that?
He was doing national for, I guess he's still doing
ESPN?
That. I'm not saying he's not reputable now, but at one point he was very reputable. He was on ESPN all the time. I know Mark a little bit, yep.
So they had a report last night. The Stein line learned that Rick Brunson is expected to remain part of the Knicks coaching staff, and Jalen Brunson retweeted that report. Saying,
he did?
Yeah, saying, what? With a question mark.
Oh, kidding around.
Well,
obviously joking. He's not mad. His dad's coming back.
Yeah, it's also the least surprising thing ever. You and I have had this discussion. Whether you think it's right or not is a different story.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not shocked at all. You really think that we're going to fire Tibbs and then fire Rick Brunson? I would
not think. To me, it always depends on who they brought in. If they brought in, let's see. If they brought in somebody that didn't have the resume, now you might not love Mike Brown, but you got to at least respect he's won 60% of his games. He's been coach of the year twice. I mean, I'm not saying Mike Brown's Pat Riley or Phil Jackson's as a coach, but Mike Brown's good, and I think that Mike Brown will be able to navigate Rick Brunson's presence. What I didn't want to have happen was some first-year coach inherit a championship roster and Rick Brunson taking over.
Yeah.
That would have been a disaster.
Yeah, I just, look, dude, Brunson was going to be here. I just don't like the idea of Mike Brown. I mean, you know that it was probably a prerequisite. Leon Rose is building this thing on his own anyway. Now, again, who was the, true guy that got rid of? I'm just saying, Rose is building this thing out and making these roster moves without the idea of a head coach. So he probably had this all in place. Like, look, we're keeping Rick Brunson. Here are the bench players we're going after. Here are the moves we want to make. Here's what we're looking for in a head coach while he's interviewing whoever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is a, hey, Mike Brown, what do you think?
I don't think so either. Yeah. I think this is more Leon Rose-driven. I'm with you. Yeah. I agree with you on that.
But that's, to me, then making the head coach essentially I don't want to say puppet in the
long for the ride kind of guy.
Well, yeah. And hey, what can you do with this offense? And oh, okay. Well, and here's what Mike Brown says. Well, if you let me hire this assistant coach, I can make the offense really good. Like, I just don't understand how that adds up to being better than what you had in Tom Thibodeau.
Real fast though, with so many balls in the air with the Knicks here, you feel. And let's just assume it's Mike Brown. You feel really good going into the season? You
I feel good about the season. Yeah,
I do too. They needed a new coach, in my opinion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
You don't feel good.
I feel good about the season independent of their idiotic decision to move on from Tibbs.
But what if they hire the wrong guy?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I would feel better about the season if Tibbs were here. I would be loving the season. I don't think the head coach is significant enough to hurt what is a loaded roster, in my opinion.
At this stage of their development and chemistry and all that stuff.
Yeah, regardless of who the coach was, I was going to feel good about it. Mm-hmm. I still don't believe, though, that Mike Brown is better than Tom Thibodeau. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Back to the calls on the Yankees. Jim is calling from Bordentown. What's up, Jim?
What's going on, guys? How are we?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Jim.
I'm good. I called up, I don't know, it was like 2 months ago. I was talking to BT about Volpe and the Yankees' development of younger players. And while there's a ton of blame to go on Volpe, the Yankees have so much egg on their face in terms of where they've been for the last 25 years. Because I was trying in my head while I was on hold to think about the last player they truly developed as an organization. And you have to go all the way back to Robinson Cano, who was drafted
in 2001.
Judge? I mean, let's throw Judge out the window. He's an outlier. Okay. That's very
fair. At this point.
You can't throw him out the window. You got to give him at least
that. You can, though.
No. I wouldn't. So you're just going to pick all the bad. Now, I get what you're saying, and I think you're going to make a good point.
It's one guy.
Okay, but you said, who have they developed? You have to go back to Cano. Well, no, it's Judge. Look at his first pitch.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
First pitch, first batter of the game.
There he goes.
Clay Holmes gives up a homer to Sal Frelick, who I love, not just because he's got a nice name, but because the guy's a ball player. Anyway, so go ahead, Jim.
No, okay.
Oh,
so
boy,
you're totally
crushed.
Fair, and I should have started with that thing that Judge is an outlier to this whole thing. So that's fine. But when you go back and you look at all the players that they've missed on or that they haven't developed, and then you look at Volpe, they rushed him up here, and he's showing the signs of being a rushed player who really never struggled in his life, because he was at Del Barton, never really had any struggle there, came up to the Yankees, was pretty good in single A, very good in single A, very good in double A, struggled in triple A, and then they brought him straight up the next year. And his footwork is subpar this year. He swings a wet noodle at the plate. He has no approach, and that is a systematic flaw that the Yankees have had going on for the last 10 years. And it really is a worrisome type of organizational flaw, because then you look at the Martian, and it's the same thing. I mean, he has very poor fundamentals in the field. His approach at the plate is terrible in certain instances, and they're forcing him upon us too. And it's like, at what point is he going to then become a bust?
Jim, you're saying the exact same thing that I've been saying, if not for months, for years. I think you nailed it. This is and thank you for the call. Good stuff. This is a Yankee organizational issue. Now, the reason that they get away from it is because they still somehow, like if this happens to other teams, they'd fold up shop. They'd be firing the head. They'd be firing the manager. You'd be firing the general manager. They'd be, you know, missing the playoffs. The Yankees won 90 plus games every year and are in the postseason, even with all these flaws that have been exposed. But I don't know how you can debate it the other way, BT. The Yankees have failed time and time again to properly develop a prospect. You got breaking news.
We got
news
a little something. Yes. What do you got there, Huff?
You want me to try the bad news?
No, no. Way? Just give us the legit. Yeah.
This is Mania. I think this is Mania.
Knicks are expected to land 2-time NBA Coach of the Year, Mike Brown.
Okay.
That's the, and Begley just puts it there too. They're closing in on hiring Mike Brown.
There you go. I like it. You know, I'm not going to sit here and go nuts. I absolutely like it. I liked him when his name came early. Jenkins was interesting to me. Obviously, Malone was never going to happen. He was never even remotely connected to the New York Knicks, despite his dad coaching here and him going to Seton Hall Prep and him winning a championship. I like it. I really do. I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, Mike Brown, to me, with this roster and his offensive flow, it's at the very least a solid 8. And he's got a little personality as well, which is going to be required because now you're walking into a situation where you're expected to win. And think about when Tom Thibodeau got here. Like, the hard work is done. And Tom Thibodeau was a roll up the sleeves. I don't want to deal with the media. I'm not here for sexy quotes. Let me just do my job. Let me do the grunt work and get this thing built. And because he got it built fast and to a high level, he can operate with that personality even as the expectations raised. I think you need a certain type of personality, not to mention the offensive acumen that I think Mike Brown possesses both of. I like it. I'm happy.
I hate it.
I'm happy.
Mike Brown. Mike, that's what you come up with. You hired Tom Thibodeau, who built them out of the, he took them out of the abyss by building a foundation. You fired him with their words, the singular goal of winning an NBA championship. And this is what you come up with? Mike Brown, a retread? Guy got fired by the Sacramento Kings not too long ago?
Well, they're a bunch of clowns. Yeah. They're basically what the Knicks used to be.
Yeah, okay.
Can't give them a whole lot of credence.
Yeah. I mean, if Mike Brown were that great, why didn't he have a head coaching job? He's been an assistant. He's a hanger-on.
What? He's a hanger-on?
He's been an assistant. Brown's a four. I'm just reading some of the sham suites here.
That's 60% of the games.
Yeah, 4-time champion as a top assistant in Golden State and San Antonio under Kerr and Popovich.
He's got, I mean, let me ask you this, though. And you got to pull up Tom Thibodeau's coaching. Yeah. It's Tom Thibodeau coaching record. Mm. Like, to me, and I'm not sure I need numbers. This isn't like baseball numbers where we know like the back of our hand. But I feel strongly that you are downgrading what Mike Brown's done as a coach and sensationalizing what Tom Thibodeau's done.
I believe
they're very close statistically. Winning percentage, 50-win seasons. I mean, let's start throwing some numbers out here. I think you're sleeping on Mike a little bit.
If I'm correct, Mike Brown has been to the NBA Finals once and got swept by the Spurs.
With LeBron.
In 06-07, Eastern Conference Champions.
He's only been to the Conference Champions one other time.
That is correct. That is correct. And right. Now Tom Thibodeau's space to the same category.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Tibbs built up the Knicks. Like, I don't care what he did before. I saw him do something that how many others since Van Gundy walked out the building could not do. Now, some of it was on the organization, but
did Derek Fisher have Jalen Brunson and Cat and two wings who could play?
Does Tom Thibodeau not? First of all, he built it up without Jalen Brunson, number one.
Well, but not to this level, though. He needed the stars to get him here.
He turned Julius Randle into a star player.
Yeah.
He turned Brunson. Now, I'm not saying that he is the singular reason for those guys' development, but he's got to get some credit for that.
He does. There's no question.
He took a team that was expected to win 15 games or whatever it was to the 4 seed in the Eastern Conference. I'm not going to disagree that maybe I'm sleeping on Brown a little bit, but there's no way anybody can definitively tell me that Mike Brown is the answer to get this team over the hump. Like, if you're going to say the singular focus is a championship and you're going to say that Tibbs had shortcomings in the postseason,
yep.
Where's Mike Brown's resume that he's the head coach that succeeded in the postseason?
Well, the resume is the same as Tom's in terms of, you know, you look at the runs that he's had. And now, you know, you mentioned Sacramento. Now, I don't know exactly what they were the year before. I'd have to double check that. But when he left the Warriors, as an assistant. He goes to Sacramento, which, again, was like the Knicks for most of the century, and he won 48 games in 46. Yeah. He didn't go there and bomb out. He went there and crushed it, basically the way Tom Thibodeau did early with the Knicks here. And then this year got off the rails, and it's a mess of a franchise. They were 13-18. He got fired. But, you know, I'm 50 wins, 45, 66, 60. I know it helps with LeBron. 66, yeah, 61. I get that. 48, 46. The man has won 60% of the games he's coached. I personally like the fact that he's been with some high-profile organizations. Certainly the Cavs with LeBron was that high-profile organization. He was with the Lakers. He won some games. Didn't do great there, but he was there. Like, he's not going to be overwhelmed by the Garden, I don't think. He was an assistant with the Warriors with some of the best players in the history of the game, certainly the best shooter. I just think it's the right time. Now, if we're sitting here saying, well, the Knicks' identity is defense, they're going to be a defensive-driven team that's going to help them get a championship. Now I would say, well, what the hell are you hiring Mike Brown for? Because he's an offensive guy. But that's not the calling card, because as we saw last year, and this is why I thought Tom Thibodeau should have been fired, with all due respect, three-point line, transition, pick and roll. The three most basic staples of the NBA, he could not get his guys to do it. Right. Now, Mike Brown might not get to do it, but I guarantee Mike Brown's offense is going to score 5-10 points more. It's going to be a better offense.
Yeah, the Knicks had a high-rated offense in the regular season as well.
I mean, got you.
Like, the idea that we could hang a hat on Mike Brown saying, well, he had a great offense with the Kings. Okay, well, we'll see it. All I know is this. Mike Brown hasn't won an NBA championship as a head coach, and that's the Knicks' singular mission. So the knock on Tibbs was play off this, play off that. Brown's going to be given a better roster. He's already have right now with Yabusele and Clarkson, they already have a better roster than the Knicks had last year.
I agree.
So he's got a better roster to work with. Less competition in the Eastern Conference with the Pacers and Celtics being different, to say the least, whether you want to factor injury or whatever. Less competition in the East. No excuses. Go win an NBA championship.
There are no excuses. Yeah. I'm not making any. I'm just saying I like to hire. No, if they
get over there. I don't think Mike Brown's a championship head coach.
Well, the thing is, we'll get the answer immediately. It's not like where Volpe comes up as a rookie and we're like, well, give him a couple of years of seasoning, or a young pitcher, or Zach Wilson when he's first drafted, or Daniel Jones. Like, the one thing that we're gonna get an answer right away, because they have a championship roster. They've got championship expectations. The Eastern Conference, as you just said, and you're right, is greatly diminished. He's either going to do it or he's not, and then we're going to react to it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Hoff, you said you had a question?
Well, I have two, actually, and make it very quickly. A, is Mike Brown bringing the Knicks to the finals next year?
We'll see.
Okay, so that if he doesn't... How about answer the question, though?
But they didn't start the season. I don't know.
Is Mike Brown going to bring that roster from last year to the finals?
He better.
Yeah, he's got it.
Otherwise, I'd fire him.
Okay, exactly. So if it's not an upgrade. And B, the second question is LeBron James really coming now?
He's not coming here.
See, I would think that there's more validity to the LeBron thing.
I can't go with the LeBron stuff. I just can't. You're tolerant of this. You'd be okay with LeBron?
Well,
he didn't want us when we were down. I don't forget that.
I would not be... Dude, the stuff that you're starting to hear there is, okay, LeBron opts in, but he's not happy with the roster.
I know what I'm hearing. That's why I do think that there's...
Where was Mike Brown?
1%. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I don't want it to happen.
Yeah, Mike Brown... Lakers, LeBron, like there's a lot of, I would not be shocked. Now, I don't know what would be going elsewhere. I put it this way. I don't think the Knicks are getting rid of Towns, obviously not Brunson, and I don't think Towns. Like, there was some speculation that that might be the case. They fired Tibbs because he couldn't work with Towns. I don't care what anybody says. Offensively, that's the primary reason why Tibbs is no longer here, because of the way that it was with Carl Anthony Towns. So it's Mike Brown's job now to figure out how to make this work. But you're telling me that maybe they wouldn't move Bridges and Deuce and picks?
But they could.
For
they could.
LeBron?
Oh, God.
I don't know how it
would kill me having a roof for him as a Knick. That might be my greatest challenge ever as a fan. I want no part of that. I'd rather lose.
Now I want it even more. Just
I'd rather lose. I've said this. I'd rather lose without him than win with him. Because the glory hound for the next however many years, if they don't win again and however many years we're walking the planet, it's always going to come back to him. The Knicks didn't win a championship until LeBron showed up. I don't want any part of that. Not interested. No thanks.
Mike Brown, dude. Come on.
I'll take him over LeBron.
Would you have taken him over Taylor Jenkins?
I was very interested in Taylor Jenkins. Yeah, that was intriguing to me, and I said that very early.
Me too.
Yeah.
Johnny Bryant, I wouldn't want Johnny Bryant.
Yeah, I thought that he was higher on their list. They didn't make a real move for that. And I do think that Johnny Bryant's going to have a good, this is a big projection, good career. I think he's got the chops to be a good coach. But I liked him more than you. I never really I think for a minute I actually did think that they might hire him. Because I didn't really think that they knew what their plan was. But I think all things considered, when you get rid of somebody like Tom Thibodeau, you got to try to mitigate some risk here and at least kind of get some certain answers. And to me, he's coming with a lot more answers than questions. I like Mike Brown.
I hate it. I can't believe they fired Tom Thibodeau and hired Mike Brown. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. More of your calls. We'll get some reaction to the Knicks' new head coach. Hey, finally got it. I thought they'd have it by July 1st. So I was off by a day here July 2nd. At least they have ended the nightmare here. The search is over. Mike Brown, the new head coach of the New York Knicks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.